USA Radio News.
North Korea canceled a high-level meeting today with South Korea and threatened to call off a historic summit planned for later next month as the United States and South Korea continue doing military exercises. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert says this is all new to her.
Kim Jong-un had said that he understands the importance to the United States that we conduct these joint exercises. We're going forward and planning our meetings next month.
Gina Haspel is locked in the necessary support to win confirmation as President Donald Trump's next CIA director. Senator Rand Paul, though, still has some major concerns and issues and questions for Ms. Haspel.
Number one still is torture, that we shouldn't torture and we shouldn't reward somebody who's in charge of a torture program. Number two, we were sending people to be tortured, the CIA was, sending people to be tortured in Assad, Syria.
A final confirmation vote is expected to be next week. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
When it comes to claim of assault and harassment by its drivers, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Uber will no longer force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. That ride-hailing company announcing it's changing the terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. The move comes after a CNN investigation found over 100 Uber drivers in the U.S. had been accused of sexual abuse of passengers over a four-year period. The company's also no longer requiring confidentiality when it comes to settlements or lawsuits about assault and harassment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House has been lambasted the last 5 days after it was leaked that a lower-level communication aide said Senator John McCain, who has brain cancer, didn't matter because he, quote, was dying anyways. President Trump came out today and said these leaks have to stop, and he called the leakers traitors and cowards and vowed to root them all out. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A former Fox News heavyweight may be coming back to TV. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight.
It's been a little over a year since Bill O'Reilly was ousted from his longtime seat in the no-spin zone on Fox News after the revelation that he and Fox paid millions of dollars to settle sexual harassment claims from women. Now, several reports, including by Page Six, claim O'Reilly's in advanced talks to take an 8 p.m. Eastern time slot with Newsmax TV. The reports say that right-leaning TV network has also been considering other Fox News hosts, including Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling for shows, as well as former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The former Republican governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, is in Israel. Now, he was in Jerusalem for the unveiling of the new U.S. embassy. He has a take on the violence that's going on just about 90 miles south along the Gaza border. Take a listen.
It was not peaceful protest. It was burning of tires. It was throwing Molotov cocktails. It was throwing rocks. It was trying to charge a border. These poor people who need food, who need shelter, instead the millions of dollars of aid that go to Gaza ends up in the hands of these murderous terrorists at Hamas, and that is a tragedy that these innocent people have been exploited and duped.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.